Hey folks, and welcome to episode 13 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today's topic is Hollywood. Movies, glitz, glamour. These words are easily associated with one place, Hollywood. Yes, Hollywood has come to symbolize cinema in the United States. But why? Hollywood in the year 1900 was only a tiny village. How did it end up as the movie capital of the world? Well, why does anyone go to Southern California? The answer is simple, the weather. Back in the early days of cinema, cameras were rudimentary at best. They only operated well in places with plenty of lighting because the early black and white cameras had a hard time distinguishing between subjects. Because of all this, movies usually had to be shot outside. Even interior sets were often open air to allow the sun to provide free light. Filmmakers had to find a place that would be sunny regularly enough so that they could work uninterrupted. In 1910, a director named D.W. Griffith headed to the California coast and found the then sleepy town of Hollywood. He set up shop and started cranking out productions. Only a year later, in 1911, the first studio was set up in the town, and by 1920, Southern California was the center of the U.S. film industry. Hey, thanks for tuning in to episode 13 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest an idea for an episode or a theme week, send me an email at sean@dailybrainwave.com, and make sure you come back tomorrow when we start our first ever theme week and take the jump into the depths of space. That's right, we'll be spending the next 7 days talking about all sorts of topics relating to the heavens, starting off tomorrow by exposing the Big Dipper as one of the biggest frauds in the history of astronomy.